Oh, Mrs. Moxie, you're wanted in the studio, please.
I'll be right there, darling.
Yes, Queen, go Queen, dip it like a Dairy Queen. Put your inhibitions in a big U-Haul. Goodwill Gucci, wear my Chattahoochee's. Out in the country, honey, y'all means all.
Y'all means all. Good evening, Northfield. You are listening to KYMN 95.1 FM 1080 AM, and you are spending your evening with the Moxies on Out in the Open.
Yes.
How you doing, Mrs. Moxie?
I'm good. It's Monday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I think we're going to have to go out for chips and salsa or something. Mm. So, yeah, it's been busy. I could go for a nap, I'm not going to lie. Yes, welcome to Out in the Open with the Moxies. This is kind of a very special episode slash new series we're kind of doing within our show, Mr. Moxie. We've talked about doing this. This is now We Are Family Part 1, I guess this would be, out of 4.
We are family.
Yes.
Because I can't remember the rest of the words.
This is kind of a special one because we actually have a special guest. We have...
me!
Me!
Exactly.
And who is me?
Peyton.
And favorite. Who is Peyton?
The favorite niece.
Yes, our favorite niece. I love it. Yes, we have Peyton with us tonight. You're in part one, Peyton, for our special series where it's about family.
I thought Grandma was.
What, Grandma's family? Or
No, Grandma was in the episode.
That was in Mr. Moxie's takeover episode.
Yeah, we did that last spring for our Mother's Day episode.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But you're kicking off this new mini-series we're doing within our show where you are the first, and we have like 1, 2, 3, 4, what is it, 5 more people that we're interviewing?
Oh.
Something like that. Well, we have one interview that will be 2 guests in
1 episode. We have 2 episodes like that where it's going to be... We're figuring out the details, so we're going to be kind of vague about that. But basically, it's all about blood relation, chosen families, long distance. Like, this whole series is going to go on for a while. It's about 4 episodes, like I said. Just a fun way to connect not only with us, but the people that we call family in our lives. In more ways than one, not just blood, but also because they were chosen. So,
yep. And I think part of the timing of all this too is it's because June is famously Pride Month.
Correct.
So we really wanted to show our pride in a way, but kind of coming at it from a slightly different angle. So it's pride in those that we love and care about.
And this episode is airing in May. So we're gearing up for pride right now. So we have Northfield Pride coming up. What is that, June 6th and 7th here in town?
Full weekend in June.
Yeah, first full weekend in June. We have the kickoff party over at Eminent Brewing. The following day we'll be at the park, at Pride in the Park. What is that, noon to 4?
Correct.
And then we'll be doing an after show at Eminent Brewing shortly there after about like 5, 5:30. Me and Lexi will give you a little bit of a show. It's going to be a busy, busy summer, but Peyton, you're getting, if we get to have you here on the show before our crazy summer starts. So, and before you actually get to enjoy your summer vacation.
Oh, I'm excited.
You're ready for school to be over, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You've had a long day. We're pre-recording this, folks, but, Peyton was just doing her volleyball tournament today and has another one tomorrow, technically, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's difficult.
Yeah. But you were so gracious to say that you would do this for us. So we appreciate that. We also bribed her with ice cream. But anyways.
And Olive Garden.
And Olive Garden. So again, welcome to Out in the Open. How we like to start off is by talking about a song that is kind of like on our playlist right now. With the new music that's coming out right now, there's a lot of new stuff. We were talking with Peyton on the drive to the station about Megan Maroney, a few others. We came across Lady Gaga as a topic, and you said that you are kind of a fan of hers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you like her newer stuff?
Yeah, I love her song with the Bruno Mars, the one we listened to over here.
Oh, Die With a Smile?
Yes.
Yeah. Tonight, we are featuring Shadow of a Man, which is from the Mayhem album. With a Smile is also on the Mayhem album. It's a brand new album. But Shadow of a Man, we're going to play that one because it has kind of like a flair to, or like a nod to like almost Michael Jackson sounding, like a retro sound. I played it for you in the car. It was a pretty good one.
I liked it.
Yeah. So anyways, here is Shadow of a Man by Lady Gaga. And we hope that you love Mother Monster as much as we do.
Weddings, breakfast, karaoke, retirement parties, dinner. No matter what you are looking for, the Grand Event Center in downtown Northfield probably has it. The Grand is a welcoming space for all and hosts a variety of weekly events. Karaoke every Wednesday, dinner and live music every Thursday, and breakfast every Saturday and Sunday morning. Visit thegrandnorthfield.com for hours and information on events or call us at 507-663-1773 to book your private event. We can't wait to celebrate with you.
And that was Lindsay Ness over at the Grand Event Center. We love the Grand here at Out in the Open, don't we?
We sure do.
Yes. The Grand Event Center has been so gracious and welcoming to all of us, the queer community, anybody. Like, they just want you, everyone, to be feel welcome and have a positive aspect. But they have a lot of big things that are coming up this week. Dinner and live music, they have every Thursday coming up. And then Saturday And Sunday they, sorry, Saturday they have 9 to 1 breakfast time, and Sunday is 7 to 12 for breakfast. Make your reservations for Mother's Day, because that's coming up real quick. May 1st, I know that was previous, but they had the Yeah Yeah Boys. I heard it was a great turnout. May 9th, coming up, they have Girls Night Out, which is part of the Community Action Center fundraiser. That's at 8 p.m., so that would be really cool if you get a chance to go out to that. They also have a Just for Kicks fundraiser, Adult Prom. How fun does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
That's on May 17th at 7 p.m. Maybe we should go to that.
Maybe. Get all dressed up.
Yes. Oh, Fred the Bear release album. Yes. Sorry, I'm looking at their calendar. They have so much going on. Do you remember Fred the Bear?
I do. We got to go to Pachyderm Studios and check
them
out.
We did. So May 24th at 6 p.m., Fred the Bear will be having an album release, and that's a big one. So make sure you get on the books for that. That's May 24th at 6 p.m. for Fred the Bear. There is, let's see, what else is going on? There is a celebration of life for Clark Onasor. I hope I'm saying your name right. Onasor. Celebration of life. He was a well-known Northfield community member, and his celebration of life is May 31st at 5 p.m. So the Grand Event Center always has some things going on, and they're always doing something. Their breakfast is amazing. I love their hash browns. And we just love Jake and Lindsay so much. So that was the Grand Event Center, one of our sponsors here on Out in the Open with the Moxies. So thank you again, Lindsay, for stopping by. Let's keep this ball rolling. We are back with Peyton and Mr. Moxie.
Hello.
Hello.
How's your ice cream?
Melting.
Melting. Yeah, I bet.
But still delicious.
Baby. Exactly. So, Peyton, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners? Like, what's your age? Why did you choose to actually come on the podcast?
Well, you asked me to, and I am 14 years old.
Going to be 15 soon.
Yes, going to be 15 in July.
Mm-hmm. And starting your driver's ed this summer.
And, yes, and starting my driver's ed in June.
Are you excited for that?
No.
Why not?
Maybe because I haven't gotten the sheer experience yet to go behind the wheel and, like, just practice and find where everything is. Even though I watch it when Mom and Dad drive just to see where everything is, I just haven't gotten the real experience behind the wheel.
Do some of your friends drive
already? Oh, yeah.
Already?
Pretty much almost all of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose because you are one of the youngest for your grade.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always tricky with those summer birthdays because it's like either they start you kind of early, so then you're one of the oldest, or they start you later, so then you're one of the youngest.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, the struggles.
Well, okay, so we're talking to you about who you are and everything, but I have not been part of your life the whole time.
No.
You didn't come into my life, Peyton, until you were 4 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think much happened in the beginning, though, that you missed.
It's a lot of the fundamentals of, you know, potty training and walking and all, just those little things.
Yes, because peeing and pooping is so exciting.
I'm so sorry if you're eating right now at this hour and had to hear that. But one thing, when we were discussing this episode, we talked about, like, how your uncle and I, Ryan, became a couple. And one of the things that we discussed was, and I sent you the photo that I remember very vividly, and it actually is what something that attracted me to your uncle, was a photo of you and him when you were very young. I think you were like 3 and a half.
Probably.
'Cause me and your uncle met online. We met on Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. And there was a photo of you and your uncle, and you were the happiest kid in that photo. Well, you're always the happiest kid. So... when I sent you that photo, what did you think of it?
Well, I was probably in the middle of my game when you got sent to me. And then when I got back, I was like, oh my gosh, look at these pictures. I was
just
like
a baby.
Yes, I was like cooing over myself. I was so tiny.
You were.
Right.
You were always such a fun little kid, though. You're a great person now, too. But yeah. I just, I remember every time I got to see you and hang out with you, you're always pretty chipper and happy. You know?
Always.
Yeah. What do you think, or let me rephrase this, with us being a same-sex couple, has there ever been a moment where it was kind of weird for you? Like, because you basically have known us to be together the most of your life. You haven't seen us without each other.
No. I don't think it's ever been weird because I grew up with you guys. Like, I watched you guys get married, and I didn't really understand the hate behind all of it. All I saw was the love coming together behind it, and that's all I hoped it could be.
Yeah.
And, like love watching it grow up and seeing that happen.
Well, and you guys like to come over to the house and hang out with us. And it's just a very much a normal family that we have.
And that and our crazy dogs.
Yes.
Which you've all named after yourselves, which is hilarious.
I'm Onyx.
You are Onyx. Everybody loves Onyx.
Yes.
We always joke that our two dogs, Onyx and Harlow, because they're closer in age than our oldest dog, Kona, that they're like your siblings because they like to scrap and wrestle. And
personality-wise, Peyton is Onyx.
She very much so. Very
Harlow
chill.
And Onyx technically do fight with each other. But,
it's
personalities, like if we're looking at personalities, EJ's Kona. Victoria's Harlow.
And the bickering is me and Victoria.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, funny. But yes, so over time we have developed this. Not only are we, you know, related, but also we have this connection throughout just openness with you.
Yes.
We have pretty honest conversations, I feel.
Yes.
With being gunkles, is there anything that you personally have struggled with, like, having two same-sex?
Not really, besides when the topic comes up in, like, history classes and we're talking about some new news going on with, like, Trump being selected as president and then the same-sex marriage ban that became a real issue.
Yeah.
And then just the topic, like, when people talk about gay people now, all I see is hatred towards it or hear it, and I'm not there for it. I can't stand listening to it, so I try to exclude myself out of the conversation or just not listen to what other people have to say because I'm not there for it, and I don't want to hear people talking bad about it because they don't know what it's like to live with people that love you so much and love each other, because that doesn't matter if you're same-sex marriage or not. It depends on personality wise and if the love and the care that everybody has for each other.
Yeah
Well, that's said.
Do you ever find it hard to continue listening to that hate? Because I know your uncle and I have had a lot of hate because of being a same-sex couple, not only a same-sex couple, but me being a drag performer. And I know that's a whole nother avenue that we can discuss later, but I mean, what is it like for you to constantly hear that? Like, how do you protect yourself and make sure that you are taking care of what Peyton needs?
It's hard because I honestly can't go into all, like, the details about what it's like living with you guys because I'm not always there. I don't know what goes on 24/7 throughout your lives. And it's not like an everyday occurrence where I just hear it being talked about. And I don't get made fun of it either, but I don't think much people know it or just don't have the time to remember that I've talked about you guys being gay. But every time it occurs and there's hatred I hear towards it, I'm not there for it. I don't normally say something back, but unless it gets to something more hateful and like more like death threatening, that's when I take a step towards it and I'm livid and I can't stand it because they don't know the life that gay people have to go through all the time hearing that and don't know what it's like.
Earlier we were talking about how at school you've seen same-sex couples, right? And you've noticed that people tend to have very strong reactions towards their PDA. My question to you is, because I will admit, I think all three of us are kind of on the same page when it comes to PDA. It's like, hey, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, just be mindful of your environment and what you're doing.
Well, I mean,
there can be things that just go overboard no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Right. No matter what.
I think there's a difference between a peck on the cheek.
Right.
And
a whole makeout
or just like, you know, like you're holding hands or versus like you're just going at
you
it.
You got a whole neck full of hickeys. Like
that's the PDA we see around there.
Right. And which it's like, okay, this is
but
just...
you see that from the straight couples too at school, I'm sure. Like,
not quite. They'll do a slight handhold maybe, or maybe a kiss on the cheek too. Not that I've seen the handholding. I have not the kiss.
Okay.
Sure. And I do think that no matter who you are, you do need to be like, hey, we're in school.
Respectful.
Like, let's be respectful, you know. Yeah. But do you think that if it was a straight couple doing that, do you think this reaction would be as strong?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
It would be more substantial and like held back. Mm. Not like, ew, that's so gross. They're both two girls or males kissing each other in public. That's so gross. It would definitely not be the same.
Yeah,
which is interesting because that's kind of where society is at in our world, where it's like, because it's not as well known or experienced, I think people have such a knee-jerk reaction with fear instead of like, oh, they care about each other.
Yeah, that's where sometimes I just get a little like, okay, come on now. If the shoe is on the other foot, you know, and this is a heterosexual couple as opposed to a homosexual couple, it's like, what would your reaction be then? So, because again, I'm all for just being respectful in general, no matter who you are, but it definitely kind of makes you kind of go, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
With us being your gunkles, I even know, like, Victoria and EJ, your siblings, all of you have very much the same respect for us as if it was your parents or your grandparents. Like, you all treat us so respectfully. And I know Victoria and you have, too, I'm sure, because we've talked about that, how you stand up for inclusion and diversity and things like that, because that's what you believe in. Where did you learn that?
Well, you guys, obviously, as a gay marriage, it's obviously very different living styles and get different looks upon other strangers that don't see that normally and don't know how to comprehend it. But also from our family, like my dad and my mom, mostly my dad. My dad was raised... He was adopted, and he came from a Mexican family living now with white people, and his dad just passed away, so it's very hard to learn more from what he came from and what he now knows.
Yeah. And your mom has been very diverse. She's been exposed to so many things.
Very.
And she doesn't sugarcoat it with you.
No. She's very more...
blunt?
Yeah.
Honest?
Yeah.
But that I think that's one thing that I really respect about your parents, you know, my sister-in-law and your dad, my brother-in-law. Looking at them as parents, they don't ever shy away from a subject.
No.
With you. And I mean, we've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
You've watched documentaries on political stances. You've watched... Yep. You've watched horror movies. You've seen everything under the sun, I feel. Even down to now, you're not into drag. Like, you don't do drag, but what do you guys watch as a family? You watch RuPaul's Drag Race. You watch the fun shows that we all do as a family.
We've grown up with it.
Yeah. And I think of the times that grandma and grandpa and your mom and dad and all of us are sitting there watching RuPaul's Drag Race on like a holiday, like at Christmas, sitting there watching RuPaul's Drag Race is funny. Cause then you see grandpa's face when someone does a death drop and then you see Victoria going, yes. Like, it's really cool to see the fun that comes out of our family, even though we're all so different.
Very.
But we're learning to accept and really respect each other's differences.
Yes.
So, and that's really cool that you say your mom and dad taught you that.
Yes.
Well, do you think you've seen it from grandma and grandpa with their love and compassion for each other too, though?
Theirs is very much different from mom and dad's. Yeah. From being, how long have they been married?
Like, grandpa and grandma?
Yeah.
They have been married about 42 years.
Yeah, with that long marriage. Mm-hmm. But then you see them together sometimes get into their little shambles and arguments. It's different to see.
Or when they're super lovey-dovey and want snuggles.
Yep.
Yep.
You're just watching, like mom and dad.
Yep.
It's and you're super like, ew.
It is a super fun avenue to think about, like how they were high school sweethearts and they have become so close even further down the line. Mm-hmm. And to be able to show that in front of their grandchildren and their children to you.
Yeah, they weren't shy about it.
Yeah, they're not shy about it. And I think that's part of love.
Yeah.
And that's part of family. Mm-hmm. Like you can you can lower your wall when you're around family.
Yes.
So since we've talked a little about being gunkles, I'm going to talk about I'm going to talk about being a drag queen. What was it like for you as my niece to experience a drag? Because that's a whole nother avenue to your gunkles. Because we started off very small.
Yeah.
Very little. And I remember when you were super little, you would play dress up with us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now it's become where we produce these shows and we have these big extravagant things. And you have helped out at shows and stuff. So what has that been like, getting to have more experience with the queer community and performers and that?
It's very different. I don't remember the first time I seen you in drag. It's definitely a long time ago.
Yeah.
But seeing the growth really shows how much that the community you guys live in like appreciates you guys and loves the things that you do. It's really awesome to see that.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
But it's definitely different because normally you don't see that on a daily basis with a man dressing up as a woman and loving to do it. But now this has turned out to be your whole career and you really it really shows how far you can go with doing it.
Yeah.
Well, you make bank probably from doing this. Well, and then you guys are famous. You're on the news. You've got your own radio station. You you have the Imminent Brewing
in Northfield.
Yeah, in Northfield. You've got the Imminent Brewing who sponsors you. You got what's the one place that the theater, the breakfast
place, Grand Event Center.
The Grand Event Center.
That's that place.
Yep.
You just got everything almost handed to you here in Northfield.
I mean, I will say people have been very enthusiastic ever since we started partnering with businesses and saying, hey, this is what we do and what we're about. Are you interested in having us come and do an events here? And they're like, yes, let's do it. So like,
that's amazing.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. We're very lucky. And actually, that kind of reminds me of something we were talking about earlier, because in kind of our preparation for the show, we were having some conversations. And
I think I know where you're going to go with this story.
Okay.
I
so,
do not.
Well,
I think you will as soon as he brings it up.
Okay. So I really liked what you had said about how, you know, because especially at your age, it's challenging with friendships, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Friendships can change on a dime and sometimes you don't know who's coming and who's going in your life and if you're going to be friends for a long time or not. You know, it's dicey sometimes, right?
It's always been a little difficult trying to keep friends together and whatnot.
Yeah. And that's part of life, you know, and people are going to come and go and that's okay. But it makes me think about how, just like your friendships, you know, because we've developed some friendships with the business, the people who own the businesses that we work with, we've developed friendships with them. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. It reminds me of how important it is to really have friendships and relationships with the people who want to be friends with you, you know.
And respect you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was just curious if that's kind of how you feel like your life is kind of moving in that direction of where you're figuring out, like, you know, there's just some people where it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I've maybe at least right now. It might change later, but
yeah, definitely been down that road a couple of times. And as a freshman too, that's kind of hard to see and understand, but yeah, it happens.
Yeah. And do you feel like sometimes when you are trying to figure that out with your friendships, like, talking about your life outside of school, yep, and talking about, you know, going to our types of events, our drag events and shows and things, and talking about your uncle being a drag performer. Mm-hmm. Has that been kind of a revealing thing for you when it comes to people who you want to be friends with or not?
I mean, I'm sure they like to hear about it. I'm not mm-hmm. sure how enthusiastic they'd be,
sure,
but they're very supportive of it, and they know that you're family, and they mm-hmm. love that. And they're not hateful towards it.
Sure.
Because, like, they've got their own different family members, too, who I'm sure have other problems, too. And I'm not saying you guys are a problem either.
No, we know.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But
we can be a pains in the butts at times, I'm sure.
Everybody's got different aspects to them and have different personality yeah. types, mm-hmm. different love lives. And it's everything's different. Life is always changing, and you can't control that. People yeah. are always different.
Yeah. No, I think that that's a good way to look at it because, mm-hmm. you know, you can't control how people are going to react to or to what you say or do. But, you know, you can't control who you keep in your life.
Yes.
Well, and that brings me to another thing that we talked about in preparation to this. We talked about there was a time where you were...
We're
you
fine.
Almost knocked
We're
that
totally
over.
Fine. I almost just knocked over my microphone, but I caught it. It's fine.
Good job. Talking with your hands again. we were talking about the time where you actually watched people put hate towards me.
Yes, that was really hard.
And that was at the gospel drag show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you just kind of walk us through what, from your perspective, what that experience was like?
Well, I remember it was me and my mom. I think
it was just you two.
Really? I thought Victoria came with too.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Mom walked in with
that
those
was a blur.
Yeah. It was a while ago too.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
took those
ago.
Two in, I'm pretty sure. And I had to go back to the car and grab some more things. Me and her came back. But I hear people just screaming like all gays should burn in hell and saying all this stuff. And I remember standing up for my uncle and screaming at them to leave, and you have no idea what it's like for these people to be living. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be the one to leave and burn if you're gonna put disrespect on people. God wants everybody to love each mm-hmm. other, and if you really want to spread the gospel by saying, oh, all these people should burn in hell, does that really have a good look to all, even all the, I don't want to say Christianity, but all
religious
the,
bases.
All the yes, all the religious bases. Nobody should burn in hell.
Yeah,
yeah.
Honestly.
When you're being discriminated against like that, especially from a religious aspect, it's hard.
I just remember that being kind of hard for you and your
mom. It was so hard to watch, and the like force I had to stop myself from like putting my hands on somebody, like you don't understand how hard that was. Because
your mom
just,
was like, "No, don't
she
engage."
Screamed at me to stop.
Yeah,
because she didn't want me to like keep going. Because there was like, it was like a person taking pictures of all the situation, mm-hmm. but he was getting all the religious people screaming at you guys when they couldn't. They were looking at the negatives that were going on in the situation, but couldn't be looking at the positives.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because those guys, as like people of religious acts that want to, quote, like spread the gospel, were just screaming and hating on the people that were literally performing in a church and singing songs about God. And it's, I don't.
And kindness.
And
just being
spreading,
kind.
Yes, just being a nice human being. But those people couldn't even see it and do it themselves. And
yeah.
it's really sad to watch.
Yeah.
With moving forward through that negativity, then to mm-hmm. see where I'm just going to put it, the drag family that I have, mm-hmm. how open and accepting they are of you and how they check in on you. Like when you come to shows, Lexi comes right up to you.
Oh, yeah. And grandma.
And grandma.
She
yeah.
loves grandma.
Oh, she loves grandma. But, you know, like to see how not only is it just me as a drag performer to you, but now you see my extended family as well. And you hit the nail on the head that it's about leading with kindness. It's not about fear. It's not about anything like that.
No.
So to be at your age and thinking about those things mm-hmm. and being so vulnerable and talking about it, mm-hmm. I admire you. And I think you're one of the most mm-hmm. authentic kiddos that I've ever met.
You're going to make me cry.
You know you're my... I shouldn't say that on air because your siblings might be listening, but you're my favorite.
No, but I love that you are carrying this these messages, you know, mm-hmm. that we're trying to put
at
out
at such
the world,
a young age.
Your day-to-day life.
I think at 14, I was still gluing my fingers together and going, look, I'm a fish. But... Well, you know what I mean. Like, I was being so
gluing
dumb.
Gluing your fingers
like,
together,
I would go like this, and I would be like, I got web hands. Like, I'm just saying, like, at 14, these
are...
Is
that a thing people do?
No.
Evidently in my public school. But to be your age at this time in a political world that we are in and be so cautious and so aware of your surroundings and what is going on to the people that you care about shows so much empathy. Mm-hmm. So...
It's
we're
one
very
of my
proud
favorite
of you.
Aspects about it you. Yeah. You're a very empathetic person.
Very.
Well, I don't think anybody should have to live with all the hatred that this world has, because nobody should go through it, especially not the people that have done the bad things that just go throughout the world. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think anybody should have to live and suffer through all the pain mm-hmm. that this world provides, even if it's changing in a more negative way than it needs to be.
Well, you got to find the light.
Yeah, we really do.
Find the light, definitely.
Well, and speaking of which, we would love to hear a little bit more about what are maybe some of your favorite memories or just things that you've taken away from drag performances that your uncle and I have done.
Or just things that your uncle and I have taught you.
I think I still have in my notes from the one summer that I think, I don't know where we went, but it was with, I think his name was, who was the man that had the big boobs? Do you remember that? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Unfortunately.
Are you when you fainted on the stairs, that place.
Cartier? The drag queen?
I no.
No?
I have it in my notes. I wrote it.
Well, that was at Stella's. That would have been Stella's show.
Yeah. Stacy?
It was in 2021, and you said, put in my notes, if somebody asks what you did this summer or at school, say, I got suffocated by man boobs. And this was in 2021.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry if this is not appropriate for that. Oh, my God. I don't remember saying that.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
So I do remember fainting at that show, though. That was bad.
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah. It was a warm day.
That was the adult only one, but I was the only kid that snuck into the building.
Yeah. And just because it was more so because, like,
alcohol. The
alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it was
more
like
thing.
An alcoholic thing. Not
yeah.
Like
it
a
wasn't the nature
dirty,
of the show.
Dirty, naughty
no,
show.
No. It was a super PG show. I mean, for crying out loud, I think we did Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Sugar.
Yeah,
the Maroon 5 song.
And the guy he had, or no, it was actually a girl dressed up as a guy.
Oh, yeah, Drake King?
Yes.
Izzy?
Izzy.
Yeah.
I think it was, no.
I'm pretty sure
it was
Izzy.
Taller, skinny one.
Oh, Mr. Haywood.
Yeah,
he was dressed up as the Onceler, I think.
Yep.
Well, I thought it was. It looked like it.
Yep. He had the green tuxedo on kind of thing. Yep.
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 That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I remember
Mr.
that.
Mr. Haywood. Yeah.
That's like the, we should go back there. I like that place.
That was fun.
A cool place.
That was a cool place.
Where was it at? Was that here?
That was up by Fergus, where I'm from originally.
Yeah.
You remember how you go
up
north? Yeah. It's up there.
Okay. So. I like that place. That place is nice. Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that you remember?
The wedding. I loved the wedding.
Our wedding?
Yes.
Oh.
On the beach.
Okay.
Wow. That's taking it back.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was
so
fun.
Just
you were
favorite,
the flower girl.
Favorite Gunkle
yes,
memories.
I was a flower girl, and I loved the black dress. I remember wearing it to school one day, and it ripped, and I
you
cried.
Did?
I cried so much.
You wore your
like,
little your
my
little,
black dress to school. I don't know if I wore it to school, but I wore it for some event. Maybe it was my winter concert, and I wore like tights underneath.
Probably,
it.
Yeah.
But I remember my dress ripped, and I cried for like a whole week because I was like, that's my only memory.
You were little.
You were super little.
You were 5.
All I remember from that night was when you grabbed the cherries off the bar and you had a whole bowl of cherries.
Funny.
any. We were given speeches.
You were running across the floor because you're like, I got cherries.
As Uncle Ryan is trying to do a really sentimental thank you, and you're like, I got cherries.
It was so funny, but then you tripped and then you fell, and you started crying, and your mom just scooped you up, and she's like, "And we're done,
and like, we're going to bed."
Yeah, it had been a long day.
Oh, that's funny.
Maraschino cherries sponsor us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And exactly. Deliver me a bucket of those.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was so fun.
So, do you like? I would say just in general, when you come to one of our shows, like, what's something you look forward to? Like the music, a performer.
I love the music. Yes.
Okay.
Because the one that we saw with, I think it was like the last one we went to with the
Moxie Gras.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I knew all the songs. Yeah. I was singing along to all of the songs, especially the Wicked one. That was my favorite.
Yeah. Oh,
literally listening to that same song when we got to the Grand Event Center. And then once I get in there, I'm like, oh my God, I just listened to this song.
What do you think of that number?
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, especially the leaf blower towards the end.
Yes.
What did you think of Miss Diagnosis on there?
I love her. She's so tall.
Yeah, she's
she wears a size woman's 18.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Because she's my height, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But
she does
she's
not
even
look it.
She's like
buff.
She's like she's
sturdy.
She'll take a guy down.
Yeah.
But definitely. She was a great Glinda.
She was. She was.
Yeah. It was super fun to do. And
really cool.
Your uncle with the leaf blower blowing me.
I like
my
that.
Cape flying in the wind.
For the dramatic effect, yeah.
Yeah,
for
it was a long album. Number, but it didn't.
It was the best number.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate that.
What do you think about Jorge Sanchez? He's a newer cast member.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah.
He's a hoot.
He could have done a lot more with that role, though. Me and Mom talked about
the
it.
Rolo?
Like,
the role.
His role, like every guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Like, we were talking about it, and there's a lot of songs that he could do.
Oh,
we
sure. Right.
Yeah. We thought almost about, like, a Danny and Sandy.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be a good number to do.
That'd be a good one. Yeah.
I feel like would be
like
good.
Mrs. Moxie and Jorge do a...
As a Danny and Sandy.
You're the one that I want kind of thing.
You know, that
would
tell
be
me
cute.
About it.
Dad.
That'd be a good number.
I have a question for you, and I want you to think about this, because for those that are listening or for those that might not understand drag, is there any advice that you would give them about drag queens or drag performers in general? Like, if they're afraid of it and kind of talking bad about it, is there something that you could say that maybe would get them to think differently?
Well, whenever they hear of drag, it's either the performing that you do or the NASCAR drag racing,
yep.
Which is definitely not what the talk is about.
Right.
But then explaining to it, like, if they hear the word, like, drag queen, I'm guessing their thought probably would go to RuPaul.
If they know who RuPaul was, yeah.
Yeah, which he's more of, like, more not, like, you do kid-friendly stuff, though.
Yeah.
RuPaul's definitely not kid-friendly if you're tuning in.
Yeah.
For the first time. Maybe.
I would say it's 16 and up.
It's yeah, 16
like,
and up.
Like
16,
older,
18
like
and up.
Your roughly. Age.
EJ watches it and he's like 6.
Yeah. EJ's
fine though. EJ's
I thought he was 8.
He is 8.
He's
okay.
8?
Yeah. Oh, you don't even know.
I did not know that.
I love
don't even know your own brother's age.
Nope.
I'm not wrong, am I?
No, he's 8.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I'm pretty sure he's 8.
I love you. You're like, he's 6. I'm like,
oh. Well, oh well.
That's fine.
But, no.
He's a kid at heart.
Yes. Yes. So am I. So are we.
So are we. Aren't we all?
Yes. But to describe it, I feel like people would give you a weird glance at first until they take a final look at it and realize, wow, that does not look like a man.
Mm-hmm.
And some people still might keep the manly look to their drag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
While it's...
You've seen bearded queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
Just not the stereotypical drag that you'd see like on you. Like, you never do a beard drag.
I have done a beard once.
Really?
I have. I had a goatee.
Ugh.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's not me. I tried it.
It's very different.
Yeah.
And to see, like, all the makeup on, Mm-hmm. It's a lot more than you would think it is. Mm-hmm. They cake that on. Yep. A lot.
You've been in the drag room. You know how much is in that room.
Oh, yeah. And then the padding, just to get the curve of a woman, mm-hmm. is very different than what any man would probably see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
There's a lot that goes into it because, you know, but, it's like any theater production.
And
like,
that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. So when you describe it to somebody, you would probably say that more drag is more of an acting or a theatrical performance.
Like a musical theater type look. Yeah. Like if someone were to do Ursula, just a lot more pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There you go.
No, totally. What about if somebody was afraid of same-sex couples? Is there any advice that you would have for that?
Definitely don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of because they're not going to do anything to you. They're people just trying to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like how any other couple or marriage would be. I think you should always respect other people's opinions and do what they want to, let them do what they want to do.
Because it's not harming anybody.
It's not harming anybody at all.
Yeah.
Well, I always kind of compare it to like, I'm not really into sports. Like, I'm not really a big sports person or sports fan, you know, like.
That would tick a lot of people off.
And you know what? That, you're right.
Same with the marriage talk or same-sex marriage talk. It would piss a lot of people off, I feel like.
You know, like, okay, so it's not really my thing, right? Yep. But I don't get bothered by the fact that other people like sports or that people go to sports games or spend their money on sporting events or do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So why should my marriage and who I choose to marry be any different? Because the thing that I've been really trying to tell people lately is not everything is for you.
No, it's definitely not. Why, I don't get why people always think everything is always about them.
Right.
Be mindful of others. Like, if someone else is having a good day and a good moment, let that be their moment and bless them for having a nice day. Like, if you're having a really crappy day, don't pull others down along with it. Let them be who they are and let them shine. Praise them for that, I feel like. You should not ever let your dullness bring other people down.
And don't fear it.
No, definitely not.
Well, or any, you know, like, okay, if you're someone who genuinely believes that homosexuality is whatever, a sin or whatever you want to call it, that's fine. You can have that belief. I'm not going to try and stop you from having that belief.
No.
But you don't need to put that in my world, in my face. You don't need to be protesting my wedding or drag show or anything. Like,
no, definitely not.
Yeah, you just live your life, man.
I think there's a lot to be said when it comes to drag performances because drag performance, and I'm a little biased, but drag performances are a place to come and forget about your worries. Like if you're battling cancer. Like, we've had people that come who have cancer, and they're just like, I want to be entertained for 2 hours so I don't have to think about my next chemo appointment or whatever.
I'm a girl. I'm a 14-year-old girl who suffers with alopecia from a known disease that I have since a child, and it's hard out there. Mm-hmm. You see people staring at you all the time, and you do sports nonstop throughout your life, and it's like a constant reminder that you're always struggling through the battle. And, you know, it feels good to get praised for it. If someone sees, like, when we were on vacation down in the Dominican, there was another girl who had, like, what's the severe one that gets rid of all the hairs? No nose hair, no ear hair, no eyebrows, no eyelashes.
Yeah.
There was a woman down there who had that, and Dad found her and brought her over to talk to me about it. And I was like, wow.
Did it really make you feel kind of seen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good to see that because, like, I have hypothyroidism, the disease is called, and it's very different. Like, that's the only thing that people see about me mainly. Like, they'll see the bald spots and, like, that is what is going to get her on her roll. That's the mainly, like, the only thing people find to make fun of me if they have nothing nice to say. Mm-hmm. And
alopecia universalis.
Yep.
That's the one that's where you lose all your hair, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what it's saying, resulting in complete hair loss. So,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like
I also want to praise you for sharing that on the air, because I think that's very vulnerable. And, you know, again, not a lot of people your age see the strength that you have for that. And you are just like everybody else. You still play sports. You still do your thing. You live a normal life.
It's just hair.
It's just hair. It's just the same sex marriage. It's just this. You do this as a job and you make your money's worth of it. Mm-hmm. Why can't people just respect
and bring entertainment?
Yes.
Yep.
To others. You have a good life. Why can't people just let that be and let you be the person who you want to be, instead of the only thing they find entertaining is bringing people down and the hatred that they have towards others. And it's like, well, if you did that back to them, you'd get so much hate for it. You'd get so much negativity towards you. But nobody sees the negativity that they are bringing.
Right.
It's only if you do it back because you are different.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is different. Everybody, well, actually, let me rephrase that. Everybody is different, but you are regular people just living your regular lives.
That just might be different from what somebody else might do.
Yes.
Yeah. So what makes you different is what makes you beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, because I think everybody's beautiful in their own way.
Yes.
Yep. You're very strong for a 14-year-old. Like, beyond words.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I think you have a very bright future, Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think your words, for the listeners, I think the listeners will take a lot away from what you said, because if a 14-year-old can see what you see and, like, put into words what adults should be doing, or just anybody with a heart, I think it's something they can learn from.
Yeah. Well, and it's stupid that own adults can't own up to their own responsibility that they have. Like, if I'm a 14-year-old being telling people out there what they're doing is wrong, that shows a lot who that person is and shows the crappy person they've become in their life.
Yeah.
Because.
And what their morals mean.
Yes. Because, like, if you, like, most people grow up in the church learning to be a good person, but then you turn out to be this hateful, crappy person, just doing all these negative things, trying to hurt people because you believe that they aren't good.
Don't you also think it takes more energy and more work to be negative than it does to be positive?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's
easier to be positive and find joy.
Yes. All it takes is just one switch, and you could be the most grumpiest person to being the happiest person.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to find it within you.
Yeah.
Well, and you need to make sure that you're making good choices for yourself.
Oh, yes, obviously.
You know, and I think you do a fantastic job of that with,
thank you,
you know, your friendships and
your siblings. You are a very good role model for your siblings.
And no matter how much we fight and to get all the issues that we have.
But you love your siblings.
Yes. Even I tried one time to go talk to Victoria because she was having a situation with her friends. She didn't want me to talk to her at that moment, so I let her be. And then one afternoon, a different day, I caught her up after school, and we decided to talk about it, and she felt more comfortable and open talking about it because she was less stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I helped her a lot with that situation because she's got so much going on, and she's only in fourth grade. No fourth grader should ever have to live through that ever.
Yeah.
Well, and especially for where I've come from as, like, a kid with a really bad mental health state as a little kid, it was very hard. And I feel like no little kid should ever have to go through that, like, insane state. Because I've been put in almost a hospital because of it, and I don't want the same thing to happen to my siblings at all.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's sad to see that. Yeah.
But, you know, it's good that you're recognizing that you can take your hard times and help turn them into a source of strength for others.
Yeah.
Always.
Because I think, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things, I think, whenever you're going through something is just to be like, hey, you know what? You're not alone. Yeah. I think if you can help remind people that they're not alone, it's going
to
make it...
People should never have to suffer alone.
Right. And it's going to make them... It's not going to fix all their problems, but it's going to be able to say, like, hey, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So.
So that kind of concludes what this episode is all about. You know... I know it's a quick episode, and we need to get you home for your tournament tomorrow.
I'm sorry, but most of your ice cream is
melting. Yeah, most of your ice cream is melting.
My soup, my ASMR.
Right. The big takeaway from this whole episode is what I'm gathering, and correct me if I'm wrong, P, is having gunkles is just like having any other aunt or uncle. It's just we're a same-sex couple. Like, we're there, we're family, we take care of each other.
It's just family members, like, yeah. I don't
With just a little extra sparkle.
Well, in my case, lots of sparkle and rhinestone.
We actually found rhinestones in our fridge when we were moving.
Yeah, we found sequins in our fridge.
He goes, oh my gosh, we were cleaning out our fridge because we got a new fridge, so we moved the old one downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh my gosh, there's sequins in the freezer. And I'm like, are you serious?
Well, you've seen the house. There's sequins and glitter all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's better than animal hair. Anyways, having gunkles is, or being the gunkles to you, let me rephrase that, being gunkles to you and your siblings and mm-hmm. having you guys as our nieces and our nephew has been a huge blessing, and mm-hmm. we love you so much, especially watching how much you all believe in us and love us for who we are, and to watch your empathy and your kindness shine in your everyday life is just really cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I for your sister and brother that probably are listening, we love you just the same, Victoria and EJ.
You sure
and
do.
You both
and
are.
When you get older, if you want to come on out and yeah, open, you can.
Yes, there will be a time where you can come on the podcast.
Won't be as good as mine, but you know,
Peyton's really setting the bar here.
Exactly. Yep. To close out the show, though, we always play a song, and this song I put at the end because I think it kind of goes with what you talked about as. Needing to calm down, like this yes. negativity and this whole just hate and the blowing the smoke around about religious stuff is very tiring. And are you a fan of Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So we have Taylor Swift, Calm Down.
Oh, I
which,
like that one. That's a good one.
And it's very appropriate, I think, yes. when it comes to not only same-sex couples, but the queer community in itself. Like,
yes.
In a political world where we're at right now, there are so many targets and so many moving parts, whether that's queer or women's bodies or ethnicity, culture, like everything is under attack. And I think there's so much fear that is happening in our world. And Taylor Swift writes this wonderful song where it's just like, you need to calm down.
Everything's like gonna be okay.
Yeah. Everything's going to be okay. And you can't pray the gay away. You can't.
No, definitely not.
You can't change anything.
No.
So.
No, it's not like we're really bothering you.
No. We're just living authentic lives.
It's just like how they're living. They're living their life full of hatred while you're just trying to spread the love and show people that what you're doing is totally okay. And you just want to be there and be.
Right.
Be there, be square. Yep. Be there, be square.
Agreed. Well, thank you, Peyton, for
yeah.
being here and being an awesome niece. And
especially
being
after a long day,
yeah, no
late at night.
Thank you.
Yes, and being authentically yourself and being so vulnerable with the listeners. We're very, very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
You keep shining that light, girl.
Yep. We love you.
Love you.
All right. Well, this is Calm Down by Taylor Swift, and this has been another Out in the Open with the Moxies episode. And you know what? Just as a reminder, in a world full of seagulls, be a flamingo.
Caca.
XOXO. XOXO, Mrs. Moxie.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's perfect. Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But just say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so
Lexi D, Mrs. Moxie's older drag sister. Did you know not only does Moxie have a radio show, but she is also a hairstylist? Let me tell you about Queenie's Salon Studio. Queenie's is an inclusive, welcoming salon for everyone. Come as you are, be authentically yourself, and get the royal treatment to boot. Mox does colors, cuts, wax, and even may have some specials up her sleeve. Located at 419 Division Street South, Northfield, in the same building as Verbena Vinyl. Call 507-861-9700. For all other information, visit queeniesalon.com. Get on the books today and see what the buzz is all about with Queenie's Salon Studio and experience the royal treatment.